Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1081, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so another important thing we spoke about last year in reference to if somebody drinks, eats before the meal, right, which we went through and just reviewing it, packaging it up. One more quick thing, which we did talk about a long time ago, again, packaging it up. We're trying to sort of get to the end of Kedima Bebrachis, and I hope, Ezras Hashem, to get back into the halachas of Shinai Makam and to really go through it, comb it through, as they say, because many, many different questions and shilas in Shinai Makam. The person has the coffee, they go in the house, out the house, they're carrying it into the car. You know, there's so many questions that are coming up lately in Shinai Makam. We want to really try and find, comb and go through it. We went through the inyan of the halachas of Shinai Makam a while back, but it's been a long time. Number one, number two, there's so many questions, so many more questions that have come up since then that we want to try and, that people push, they ask. We want to try and cover, and really see the inyan, break it down, you know, the right way and get a better understanding. Because I think many of us, myself included, it's hard. We really don't have the right understanding in reference to how the foundation of Shinai Makam really works. We could hear from the questions, but in halacha in general, especially certain subjects more than others, Shinai Makam is really one of them. Once you have the foundation and the understanding of the guidelines, it makes it a little bit easier to apply them. But we want to really go through that, in depth and hopefully in the near future. So let's just move on. Again, now it's Simon Reshid Aleph, Kedima Bebrachis. So interesting thing, which we spoke about a while back. If somebody's eating a meal, right? So you'll say, they didn't wash, not washing, but I'm eating various different foods. I'm eating Hadama, Eitz, and I'm eating Mizonos, whatever. And so in general, we don't say, let's say my dessert is a piece of cake, right? Again, I didn't wash. There's no questions of brachas over here. I have to make a bracha on everything. Okay, so I have to make a bracha on everything, and I have Mizonos, but the Mizonos is my dessert, so I have to eat my dessert first. So we said, no, we brought down from the Ritva. He brings it over here also, does the Dirshu in Ois number 25, and our Simon Reish Yud Aleph, he brings from the Ritva. There you go, the Seder Oilam, the way that a person eats. You don't have to go and take the cake, which is really dessert, and eat that first, because the Kedima Bebrachis, right? Even though it's in front of you, because yeah, you're allowed to eat the Seder, the regular Seder. He brings on a few other interesting things in reference to if somebody was told, let's say, by a doctor, the doctor said in their situation they should eat this food first, even though it has a lower level bracha, might be huadama, right? A person's eating mazonos and adama, but the doctor said in his situation, his case, it's preferable. Again, there's no issues over here, pekuach nefesh, it's not a question of a dangerous situation, but the doctor said it's better for his gezunt, let's say, for his health, to eat, let's say, the mazonos first. I'll just give you an example, right? So he says, he brings this down, there's a dirshu in Ois number 25, avol im derech huachila, al pi refua, or if this is the healthier way to do it, or whatever the case might be, does madafka have to be the doctor, but this is a healthier way to eat this first, or that first, and it's a different level of bracha, so he says, "Aval im derech u'achila al pi refua oy al pi minig b'nei adam." Or the person usually does it like this. The way I eat, I like to eat this thing first. It's like part of the way that this is how I usually do it, and this is how I have a more of a geshmak in eating. So then that would be fine. Also, he says, "Aval im derech u'achila al pi refua oy al pi minig b'nei adam." Right, this is the way that people do. Lahaktem zeleze ein al ze din kedim. Then you would not have the issue of Kedima Bebrachis. He brings down from the Kafachayim, and you could eat it the way that's the healthier way, or the way the doctor might have said, or the way that's a person that this is my bigger geschmack to eat this first instead of that, or whatever the case might be. Okay, so that's an interesting point to keep in mind. And that's how he brings it down. He says, "V'chaim avar behilchas brachas," like we saw from the Ritva, "Shaseida kadima," the order of the brachas. Lo nema kashiyesh seder laachi losei. It's not said when there's a seder of the seder of the eating. Shabzer rashai lechol kederuch oilam oichlam. You could eat it the way. The way that people eat, or the minig of oilam eats, or the minig of the person, whatever the case might be. that a person has a decent reason for doing it, right? Like we say, gesund, or whatever the case might be. But again, in general, you know, on the other side, we don't want to just push it off. And if somebody, whatever, I have these couple of things in front of me, and I'm going to be eating them all at one time. There's no question of this is healthier, that's healthier to eat first, or whatever the case is. Or there's no question of, you know, I have a much greater geschmack in this, or it's a dessert, or there's none of those issues are there. It's just a question of I'm eating it together, and the question is like on my plate. I have the fish, I have the potatoes, and I have the avocado. I know even by myself a plate of fish. Right, you have the potatoes on one side, then you have the avocado, and then you have the fish. Of course, you need all separate brachas. Brachas avocado will be ha'etz, and then you have the potatoes, which will be ha'adama, and you have the fish and shahakal. And there's no issues over here of dessert. There's no issues over here that one is healthier than the other. Right, there's no issues over here of you know, of a greater geshmak in one, or the derech ha'olam, or my minig is different. You know, my usual way is different. I have to plate of food and finish. I could take the fish, I could take the potatoes. So obviously we have to take first the avocado. Avocado would come first, because of the fact that that's her eights. And then the potatoes would, the next bracha would be on the hadam on the potatoes, and then the last would be a shahakal. The only thing I do want to mention that lafi the halacha, that if it's choviv, if the potatoes are choviv, in this case, interesting case, that if the potatoes are more desirable, I like avocados, but my geshmak is potatoes. I love potatoes. That's what I really like. That's my real choviv is potatoes. Mashed potatoes, regular potatoes, roasted potatoes, that is my, you know, that's the good stuff. So then, yeah, then you would have to make a hadama first. Over there it's hadama, because when you have ho'eitz and you have Huadama, so you take Chaviv, the more desirable one, which would be over here, the potatoes. I would make the Huadama first. I would make the Ha'etz on the avocado next, and the Shahakal would always come last either way. Even though you say, what do you mean? My geshmak is the fish. I love the fish. That it doesn't matter. The Shahakal is last. It's only a question of Ha'etz and Huadama, whereby we look at the more desirable one. So in that case, you would take the potatoes first. But of course, if you like better the Ha'etz, or it's equal, the ha'etz or the and the potatoes you like the same, then you would make hey ha'etz and ha'adama, and of course shahakal always comes less, even though you do like the fish better. So that's the story in a nutshell as far as the plate of food in front of you. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha, Meracha, Kol Tov.